For those of us who have it, the ability to read probably isn't something we always remember to appreciate. But when we stop to consider the challenges faced by a child who isn't exposed to books, an adult who never learned to read, or a person of any age who has to learn English as a second language, we realize how valuable literacy is. The Capital Area Literacy Coalition is a local nonprofit that helps individuals meet those challenges and become self-sufficient readers, writers, and speakers. For Neighbors in Action today, we're checking back in with them 2 years after they were last on Current State because they're working all the time. Here to talk with us are Executive Director Dr. Lois Bader and Volunteer Colonel John Lesk. Welcome back.
Thank you so much.
It's good to be here.
Lois, the Capital Area Literacy Coalition has a wide variety of programs to meet all kinds of needs. Can you give us a little overview of what you do?
Delighted. We have a program for children, many of them, or most of them actually, in the Lansing schools, who are living in poverty and struggling every day. And so our Read to Succeed program, last semester we had 150 tutors that were trained in the most current and updated reading exercises and methods. And they're tutored one-on-one for a semester. And then some, if they need more tutoring, will continue a second semester and maybe a third. In 2 months, we had about 80 children gain were on grade level or above in reading. So that's been a very successful program and one that's desperately needed.
And you track their progress then
pretty
closely.
We pre and post test absolutely every semester. And all of our services are free.
John, you've been a volunteer with the organization for some time. What type of volunteering have you done exactly? Are you part of the Read to Succeed initiative?
No, I'm not. I taught GED and English as a second language, and had some quite singular successes there.
And what do you enjoy about it?
Well, watching somebody grow from not being able to speak and write the English language very well, and therefore not being very employable, to becoming a good tax-paying citizen and part of society. And then that bond of trust that we've built with that person and our society is immeasurable, and quite a bridge, a bonding, if you will, with that person. And it's exponential in that person's relations with the people around them, or her and their siblings and children.
It's a game changer, I'm sure. Lois, you were on the program 2 years ago. Talk to us about the last couple of years in the Capital Area Literacy Coalition since your last visit. What's new? What if you were to give a 2-year report here, what would be at the top?
Right. Well, we've been doing very, very well in basic literacy. We still have a large number of people coming in who sort of turned themselves in, as they said, because they've been really struggling. We've been very successful for them. And the English as a Second Language program is, as John said, it's wonderful to see our refugees and migrants and work with people from different countries. They're from South America, from the Middle East, from Asia, and they're fun to work with. One of our women was walking down the hallway the other day, and she said to me, "Why do people say how are you when they don't want to know?" And so it's kind of fun to deal with these people with an English language.
Welcome to America, where we ask you how you are, even if we don't want to know the answer.
That's right. And then we have We collect a huge amount of books that are donated to us, and many of them from the wealthier districts. But sometimes we do have to purchase books too, especially for children who are primer, first grade level.
John, I understand you took your volunteer skills and put them to use in Afghanistan. Tell us about that.
Yes. I was in Afghanistan for a year and 10 days with a mission to help build their security forces. And we were having a start-stop effort there with them initially. And then I had some time, and I sat down with the key leaders of the Afghanistan organization we were working with, these senior police officers, and I said, you know, I can help you learn English as well, and you know, in some of our downtime, as well as teaching them logistics and navigation and strategy, tactics, and stuff.
Which branch of the service are you? Are
Army.
You in? Army.
Okay. Retired.
Okay. Okay.
And so, where it took days to set up an operation and to teach it and follow through and everything, it really broke down a lot of the walls and resistance there, because that they saw me as a person they could trust after those events, those tutoring events with them, that I was willing to give with those guys. And I went over to some of their houses, met their families, these Afghanistan officers mm-hmm. we were working with. And it really helped out, I think, our mission. And I brought everybody, all of my guys home with all their fingers and toes as well, too.
Well done. Colonel John Lesk is a volunteer with the Capital Area Literacy Coalition. Dr. Lois Bader is the Literacy Coalition's executive director. Lois, the 2010 census showed that about 20% of adults in the greater Lansing area are illiterate. What are the causes of adult illiteracy?
The major cause is poverty. It doesn't matter whether people are inner city or rural. If they're living in poverty, they're likely to be illiterate. There are some exceptions, of course, but not that many, because in the case of the children's parents that we're working with, we'll have a single mother working two minimum wage jobs. She has little time or energy or even access to books to read to her child. And there's nothing more important in getting a child ready to learn than to reading to him. And so for part of our population who are affluent, reading is a regular ritual. They'll read books to children. I read to my own three children, and I knew that nothing helped them more than being read to and have their language development.
You must have worked with so many people over the years. Is there a most memorable encounter with anyone that you've worked with at the Literacy Coalition?
One man I was very impressed with had been put in foster care when he was 3. By the time he was 16 and dropped out of school, he had been in 10 foster homes. He came in to get his GED. He worked very, very hard, but we were impressed with how quickly he learned. He must have been very bright. And so I really get concerned that we're going to cross off people who are poor and struggling, and we're losing people who really are quite intelligent and need to be welcomed into society.
John, what do you think makes an effective volunteer for literacy or English as a second language? Who's a good fit for this kind of volunteer work?
Just about anybody. And we have at our headquarters there at the Reading People, people that can set up you with the perfect match. And sometimes there's some, you don't match up. Well, we'll get you somebody that can match up, that you click with, so to speak.
Do you need volunteers right now, Lois?
Oh, we always need volunteers.
Are there always more people who want to be tutored than you have volunteers for?
Always, yes. Mm-hmm.
What led you and others here to create the Capital Area Literacy Coalition? Am I correct? You are a founder of the organization?
Well, yes. One of my doctoral students at Michigan State University said, they're starting up a literacy organization and you should get involved. And so I went down to be temporarily involved more than 30 years ago.
Well, we want to thank both of our guests. We've been speaking with Capital Area Literacy Coalition Executive Director Dr. Lois Bader, along with volunteer Colonel John Lesk. For people who want to learn more, Lois, your web address or phone number?
It's thereadingpeople.org.
Thereadingpeople.org.
That's right.
Hopefully we'll generate a volunteer or two with this encounter on Current State.
Thank you so much.
Nice to see you. Dr. Lois Bader, Colonel John Lesk, thanks for being with us. And Current State is always looking for more nominations for our Neighbors in Action feature. Please help us out. Email us your suggestions to currentstate@wkar.org. Please put Neighbors in Action in the subject line or tweet us at KAR Current State and tell us a little bit about why you think they should be featured.